Good night, everybody.
Happy Wednesday! Coming to you from the heart of America, the great state of Tennessee. Rumble.com/LFA TV. We call it Trump country around here. This is Ungoverned. Happy to be here on a Wednesday. Dragon McGroin, our friend in the chat. His favorite day of the week because it is inevitable. He's going to post his signature comment in the live chat. When he does, maybe we'll switch over to live chat. Show everybody who is coming to us from the homepage of Rumble. We are featured on the homepage of Rumble right now. So a big shout out to Rumble and all those behind the scenes who made that happen. Welcome to the show. You're very, very beautiful people. I have to say that you're all incredible and you're beautiful and you're talented, too. You're more talented than a lot of people out there when you look at it. But you're only talented if you do two things for us. You have to sit there and you have to like the show, thumbs up, maybe stick around for a while, decide if it's something that you do like. But please, there are more shows than just this one on this channel. Hit that follow button, rumble.com/LFATV. As we say, good evening to the Ungovernables, the Captain's Crew, the LFA family, and, of course, McGroin Nation. For those of you who are new to the show today, coming to us from the homepage of Rumble, you will enjoy this live chat with the McGroins. If you watch Dan Bongino's show, you know all about these cats. They're amazing. So it's going to be a good time today. We're going to have a good one today. Liberals are destroying lives. Their disinformation campaigns are destroying lives. You're like, hold on. I go to Rumble. I turn this guy on. This is the guy who sounds like Donald Trump, and he's already talking about disinformation. What is this, a CNN show? No, it's not CNN. They're the ones who do the disinformation. We have story after story after story. January 6th, a liberal disinformation story there. The COVID vaccines, a liberal disinformation story there. Major League Baseball. What? We're doing sports today? You're damn right we are. A little bit. Not talking about who came in the ninth inning and blew the save. Nobody for the Texas Rangers today. We won. Very nice. Very nice. But we're going to talk about a terrible story out of Major League Baseball. And I'm going to show you. This is the liberal smear campaign, pressure campaign at work. If you've never heard of Trevor Bauer before today, you will hear about him after today, because what I'm going to show you about what they're doing to this man and why I think they're doing it. Well, you're going to say, wow, wow. You all remember Colin Kaepernick, right? He was an NFL quarterback, kneeled for the national anthem, the whole nine. Everyone claimed that because he couldn't get a job, he was blackballed. Oh, Colin Kaepernick and his afro can't get a job in the NFL. You know why? Because he sucked. That's why. He didn't have the ability. Trevor Bauer's a little different. He can't get a job in MLB right now. But he was one of the league's top pitchers when he was suspended. Why was he suspended? It was over bullcrap. We'll get into it. Very passionate about this type of story. Because the Kaepernick thing, we'll get into all that. It shows you the two-tier justice system, or one-tier. It's a hierarchy tier of justice in this country. Disinformation, the theme of the show. NPR's CEO came out and called the truth a distraction. She said it's a distraction, and it gets in the way of getting things done.
Oh, God forbid.
The truth.
Oh, no.
NPR. National pubic, I mean public radio. It's funded by leftists, so it is pubic radio. I mean, blue hairs are probably all over NPR.
Oh, we gotta be treated with love.
Yeah. After the story we talked about yesterday, that, transgender vampire who sexually assaulted a minor, and then, a mentally disabled minor, and then killed, or is allegedly killed, a mentally disabled man? You want to treat them with love? I don't think so. I have a special kind of love. It's mercy, in a way. The offspring. Hit them right between the eyes. You know what I'm saying? Or the wood chipper. That's love, too. The wood chipper would love them a good blue hair. We got that story out of NPR. Donald Trump, he showed up to a bodega. He calls it a bodega. Jill Biden calls it a bogada. What the hell is that? Nobody knows what that is. He showed up to a bodega in Harlem, and the kids were very happy, and a lot of people were very happy. It was a beautiful bodega. Did you know the background story of that particular bodega. We're going to get to that in the second half of the show. Speaking of bodegas, a stunning statement from New York City bodega workers came out. And finally, a new poll about how Americans view, and there's Dragan McGroin's comment. So as promised, we'll put that up on the screen. Why do they call Wednesday hump day? Most people get laid on the weekends. P.S. The Guardians are 12-5. Yeah, they'd be undefeated if they had Trevor Bauer. Anyway, because he pitched for the Indians. Anyway, the Indians, Guardians. Dragan McGroin apparently went woke. Oh, the Guardians. It's the Cleveland Indians. It's the Washington Redskins. We're not woke on this show. But we love Dragan and his signature comment on Wednesday. He makes that comment every day and appreciate the donation, the Rumble rant, and the chat. Majority of Americans now see this Donald Trump hush money case. They have an opinion on it, and it's not good for the left. Before we get to all that, I do need to get to a word from our friends over at switch2usa.com. Again, welcome to everybody coming to us from the homepage of Rumble. We're very happy to have you. Take a look and stick around for two sponsors here. First is switch2usa.com.
We all want to make a difference in our country and make change, but we don't all have the ability to do so. A lot of people are busy. They can't join school boards. They can't get on borough council, but they can change where they shop. And it's just shopping. It's that simple.
We're going to link arms and we're going to shop right here at this American factory. They make the products and they're all natural and they're good for us. And they're
sorry, that is switch2usa.com. Looks like I hit the button too soon. Switch2usa.com. Here's the websites right here. That's not the website. That's the front page of Rumble, you crazy, crazy. That's not the front page. That's our page. Switch2usa.com. There it is. Right there on your screen. Switch2usa.com. We've been talking about how the world has been going crazy with supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, and sky-high gas prices. We all know how the big box stores were allowed to stay open the entire time. Well, so many little guys, small business owners, and regular people were forced to close. Now, the wealthiest on the planet became better off while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? Well, you could vote with your dollars. That's how you make a difference. This is a call to action. Switch away from the big box conglomerates and shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer for all of your monthly consumables. Toothpaste, shaving cream, laundry detergent, shampoo, healthy snacks, and now grass-fed beef, all delivered right to your door. Switch away from made in China and switch to made in the USA. It is one of the best ways to get around the crazy inflation. Shop with a family-owned company that puts their customers first rather than shareholders and corporate executives. I want you to join the parallel economy that has been formed. Join the massive sweep that is happening through Patriot Nation and decide today that you want to be a part of the movement to cut off their cash flow. Sign up. My friend Maria will give you a call back to enroll you. And then you can start shopping at this privately owned mom and pop that is switch2usa.com. 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 Next up and last but not least, here in the first portion of the show is the LFA TV store. Right there on the LFA TV website, you see it on your screen right here for you. This is LFATV.us. Visit that site. Click on the store tab. They've got all sorts of amazing merch, like the shirt that you see me wearing right now, the LFA TV flannels, and their overstock list. $10 on the overstock list. You gotta love it. LFATV.us. Click on that store tab. Pick up your LFA TV flannel. I guarantee you, you're gonna love it, but you're not gonna look as good as I do in it because I am the king of flannels and you know that. LFATV.us. Click on the store tab or go to the LFA TV store by going to jeremyharrell.com/store. That is jeremyharrell.com/store. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are new to the show in the live chat, let us know. I want to give you a shout out and welcome all of the newcomers, not the illegal alien bad hombres, but the newcomers, new people to the show. We love the new people. They're beautiful people. And remember, if we do hit 2,000 live viewers for simultaneously, we will have Mo, who will make an appearance. He has been in exile. He is our resident hedgehog, who we honk, but only when we get to 2,000 live viewers. Liberal distance. I'll share the show with all of your friends. Hit that thumbs up button and make sure that you are following this channel, rumble.com/LFATV. All right, let's move along to the first story of the day by our friend Neil McCabe over at Red State. I'm in the Trump Tuesday Twitter Spaces hosted by Mark Naughton and co-hosted by James from Pirate Radio and Neil McCabe from Red State. He teased this article yesterday in the space. I was able to give it a read. I saw Pete Santilli talking about this right before we came on. A January 6th Army whistleblower has testified that the Pentagon had delayed the National Guard reaching the Capitol. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe if the National Guard had been deployed on January 6th, there would be no quote-unquote, that's not what it was, but quote-unquote, insurrection, right? If the National Guard was there, as Donald Trump had requested, Nancy Pelosi played a role in this too, as we know, there would have been no breach of the Capitol. There would be no crazy, you know, hyperventilating. It are the protests, and there was a gallows, and all the pipe. They would be talking about the pipe bomb, which they don't want to talk about now because obviously that was a setup. January 6th whistleblower testifies that the Pentagon's delayed the National Guard reaching the Capitol. An Army whistleblower told Red State why he is speaking out about the actual decisions and actions at three Army generals in the Pentagon on January 6, 2021. Those decisions delayed the District of Columbia National Guard from responding to Capitol Hill protesters for roughly 3 hours. He's going to be testifying today in a congressional hearing. I'm sure it had already happened. He says, quote, "I was motivated because I love the United States Army," said Colonel Earl G. Matthews, an Army JAG, who is testifying to the Committee on House Administration's Oversight Subcommittee. Along with his testimony, the committee will hear from Command Sergeant Major Michael Brooks, D.C. National Guard senior enlisted advisor, Captain Timothy Nick, a D.C. National Guard aide-de-camp, and Brigadier Aaron Dean, the D.C. National Guard's adjutant general. The subcommittee hearing titled, quote, "3 years later, the D.C. National Guard whistleblowers speak out on the January 6th delays. All three men were eyewitnesses to how the Pentagon delayed the National Guard's response," said Matthews, who on that day was the senior legal advisor to the D.C. National Guard commanding general major, General William J. Baker. Quote, "I love the Army with every fiber of my body," he said. "I'm in my 25th year of military service. Service to me as an officer in the United States Army, to me, it has been the realization of a boyhood dream." A Capitol Hill source said the subcommittee led by Representative Barry Loudermilk from Georgia is focused on what went wrong after President Donald Trump approved mobilizing the D.C. National Guard to support local law enforcement on January 3rd, 2021. Brennan, January 3rd, before or after January 6th?
Before.
Very good. Hide stuff. We're very good. That's good. It's before January 6th, which means Donald Trump knew when he put the call out for everybody to come down and protest on January 6th that it would be necessary, it would be a good precaution to take, to have National Guardsmen on hand in case anything got out of control, whether it was infiltrated by left-wing agitators, which it wound up happening, or some folks on the right, on the MAGA crowd, got out of control, which also wound up happening. And by the way, we're going to have an interview with a political prisoner tomorrow. While we're pre-recorded, he's going to be recording with me tonight. We're going to be running that interview tomorrow, so don't miss it. Same time, same place, rumble.com/LFATV at 5 p.m. for Ungoverned, a political prisoner, kind of straightening things out with January 6th and some of the things that we're hearing circulating January 6th and surrounding January 6th right now. But I think if the Army National Guard was present at the Capitol during the time that the protests got out of control, right? People started running up the steps, breaking windows, you know, Antifa started doing their thing. I don't know how many feds were in the crowd orchestrating things. We don't know. The number ranges from a low number to a very large number. But I think if the National Guard was standing there, people seeing soldiers guarding the Capitol, right? Things may have been a little different. Even if they weren't totally different, if they were there to support law enforcement, I think you may not have seen the totality of what we saw on January 6th. Donald Trump had said from the beginning he wanted the National Guard there to prevent anything from getting out of control. The Pentagon blocked him. Pelosi played a role. And now we have whistleblowers. Now, again, we're going to use the left standards here. We're supposed to believe all women and believe all whistleblowers, right? Remember when Donald Trump was impeached? I call it impeachment hoax number one. It's a terrible impeachment hoax. It was impeachment hoax number one. You had the whistleblower. And Adam Schiff made up everything. Shifty Schiff. He has a watermelon head, a pencil neck, bug eyes. He's a terrible person. We can't stand him. And I left him a message last year. I called him watermelon head. I called him bug eyes. It's a beautiful thing. If you look at that case, that first impeachment, Donald Trump, the Ukraine call. Perfect phone call. You know it. It was perfect. Beautiful call. They call it a quid pro quo, right? Because a whistleblower said so. Even though the whistleblower was reporting on hearsay that he may or may not have heard, he didn't hear the call directly. And then when you read the transcript of the call, which Adam Schiff made up and paraphrased during the impeachment proceedings, which you're not supposed to do, okay, but he did it anyway. You read the transcript, you find out that the whistleblower was a con artist. He was a BS artist. It was nothing. It was garbage. But when you get whistleblowers that say that the Pentagon botched the response to January 6th, well, since that undermines the liberal narrative of ruining people's lives, well, they don't want to talk about that. Now, we don't want to believe those whistleblowers. Those guys are obviously seditious conspirators too. Ridiculous. That's example number one of liberal pressure campaigns and disinformation ruining lives. Example number two is a little worse than that. Ladies and gentlemen, I have always been proud to say this. I did not receive one dose of any of the many COVID-19 vaccines, specifically the mRNA. Now, I know people who have gotten the mRNA vaccine. I know people who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is not mRNA. I am beyond excited as I've gotten back into running every day. I wear the 20-pound weighted vest, you know, getting the cardio going. We keep hearing about disease X. We keep hearing about potential civil wars. I figure, you know, now's a good time to probably get back into shape. Just in case things kind of get crazy. I don't want to be the one sucking wind, you know, well, then that's fine. You know what? The strap, the 20 pound, it's fine. That's why we put the 20 pound vest on and we do it. Now, if I had gotten the COVID vaccine, the mRNA, and I'm dealing with that, you know, the big heart. It's a big heart. No, it's myocarditis, a swollen heart. I could potentially run into some problems, literally run into some problems at the gym. Now, here's the other stuff with the COVID vaccine. We knew about myocarditis for a while. How many people were forced to get this mRNA shot? And then the booster, and then another booster. And it's like DJ Khaled, another one, and another one, and another one. Well, new research is confirming that the COVID mRNA vaccines, very important distinction, the mRNA, Moderna, Pfizer, etc., contain a component that suppresses your immune response. Maybe that's why so many people who got the vaccine were getting sick over and over again, by the way. Suppresses immune response and stimulates cancer growth. Brennan, is cancer a good disease or a bad disease?
Oh, that one's on the bad list.
That's on the naughty list, yeah. Right? Cancer, we don't like cancer. A lot of people have been either or have dealt with it, have family members who have dealt with it. They've heard about it. Somebody, usually every person that you see has been touched by cancer. I mean, I've had it, but somebody in your family probably has, somebody you know has, in some way. So now you're forced to get this vaccine. Some businesses, some jobs, companies, etc. Forced their employees to get this vaccine. Under what? They said it was what? Safe and effective. A vaccine is supposed to prevent you from getting sick.
Back in the day.
Prevent, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
It's supposed to enhance your immune system when it comes in contact with the pathogen that you're being vaccinated against. That's what the purpose of the vaccine is, right? That's the purpose of this vaccine, of any vaccine. You get the measles vaccine, you're hoping when you run into measles, you don't get a bad case or you don't get it at all. That's the point. That's the effective part of safe and effective. And safe speaks for itself. While you're taking it, you know, there's not any real crazy side effects. Not only is there myocarditis, which is causing athletes to drop on the field. Boom. All of a sudden, there's a kid on the ground at a basketball court. Why? Why is this all of a sudden this happening all the time? But cancer as a potential side effect is even worse. You know, most cases of myocarditis aren't fatal. But cancer is dangerous folks, a comprehensive review. This is on the Gateway Pundit. By an international consortium of scientists. Remember, trust the doctors, trust the experts. The doctors and the experts are now saying that the mRNA shot contains a component that can stimulate the growth of cancer. Now, if you have not received an mRNA shot, this should be you looking at it going, I'm never getting an mRNA shot, ever. Don't do it. If this is what's happening. A comprehensive review by an international consortium of scientists has raised serious concerns, I would say cancer is pretty serious, about the COVID-19 mRNA vaccine's safety profile. The review, N1 methyl pseudodurine, friend or foe of cancer, published on Science Direct, delves into the potential implications of a vaccine ingredient, N1 methyl pseudodurine, that may play a role in immune suppression. So if your immune system is being suppressed, I would say that also limits the or hampers the efficacy of the vaccine. Okay, if your immune system is suppressed, you could start catching other things, not just COVID, and cancer proliferation. This N1 methyl pseudodurine was incorporated into the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 mRNA vaccine to enhance its efficacy. The component was introduced in the mRNA vaccine as a means to produce a significant amount of modified SARS-CoV-2 spike proteins in vitro transcription. This modification was crucial in the rapid development and deployment of the vaccine during the height of the pandemic. And that is why Donald Trump needs to stop talking about Operation Warp Speed, because it is a bad thing. However, the review article calls into question the long-term impacts of this modification, especially concerning the vaccine's interaction with the body's immune response and potential carcinogenic effects. According to the review's abstract, evidence suggests that while mRNA vaccines may have been, quote, effective in reducing severe disease outcomes, they might not provide sterilizing immunity, leaving individuals susceptible to recurring infections. More critically, the review highlights that the inclusion of the N1 methyl pseudodurine, in the mRNA vaccines appears to inhibit key immunological pathways, impairing the body's early interferon signaling. Interferon is a natural substance that helps the body's immune system fight infection and other diseases. And it also has the potential to stimulate the growth of cancer. Here's what the Wall Street Journal writes here. They're baffled by the sudden rise in cancer among young people. Cancer is hitting more young people in the United States and around the globe, baffling doctors. Diagnosis rates in the U.S. rose in 2019 to 107.8 cases per 100,000 people under 50. It's up 12.8% from 95.6 in 2000, federal data shows. A study in BMJ Oncology last year reported a sharp global rise in cancers in people under 50, with the highest rates in North America, Australia, and Western Europe. Dr. Angus Dalgleish, a renowned oncologist practicing in the UK, wrote an open letter to the editor-in-chief of the medical journal, the BMJ, urging the journal to make valid informed consent for COVID vaccination a priority topic, because cancers and other diseases are rapidly progressing among boosted people. What is the common denominator here? These folks under 50 who were forced to get these vaccines are now developing cancer because they were forced to get these vaccines. And it looks like this N1 methyl pseudodurine, I don't want to bore you with medical terms, has the potential to stimulate cancer to grow in the body. So it wasn't safe and it wasn't effective. And we were saying that from the beginning. We don't know what the hell it is. I'm not putting it in my body. Well, if you don't put that in your body, you're fired. Remember the people? You were getting fired for not putting a carcinogen in your body. And this, again, highlights what I've been talking about the last couple of days. We are always ahead of the curve, but we're lazy. We're lazy. Well, I'm not getting a vaccine, but if they... Now, I don't want other people to listen to me for medical advice, but I want them to have all of the information. The best thing that we can do now that we have platforms, in 2021, we didn't have Rumble. We had it. It was very early. We didn't have a friendly Twitter or are more friendly than used to be. We didn't have Truth Social. We hadn't gotten to Getter yet. Getter came in the summer of 21, I think. Folks, Parler was gone. There were no free speech platforms available that we were using en masse. Now that we have Rumble, now that this type of content has the ability to live here and not get censored, it is incumbent upon us. We have been crying about censorship for years, rightfully so. We have turned the corner. It is time now to take these shows on LFA TV, all of them, and share them with your friends. Without doing that, we will never be able to get out in front of these narratives like this. And then 2 years later, 3 years later, we go, see, we were right. But at that point, people don't care. If you go to somebody right now outside of this chat and say, hey, the COVID vaccine turns out actually could stimulate cancer. Oh, yeah, but I'm not going to get it anyway. I'm not going to bother getting another one anyway. Right? They're not going to care. They're going to care about the economy, inflation, the Middle East conflict, Russia, Ukraine, abortion, etc. We have the ability now to turn narratives on their head, just like we did with the bloodbath hoax. But we can't be lazy. We can't tune out because the news cycle is slow. If you want to save your country, that is a full-time commitment, folks. We got to be a little bit better. It's new. We're adapting to the climate. And we're doing well adapting. But we could do better. We are now over 2,000. And this is Mo. Okay? He's a little hedgehog. We honk him. We're over 2,000. And if we can do this every day, we will honk Mo every day. Everybody's welcome excited. To everybody who is here. Yes, Mo is under exile. No, he's back when we hit 2,000. The rule is when we hit 2,000, Mo comes out. Okay, but tomorrow, if we're back down at third, well, tomorrow's pre-recorded, so I can't do it anyway. But if we continue to do it, every time we hit 2,000, we honk Mo. That's the deal. There he is. We like to throw him. We catch him. He's a nice hedgehog. All right. Finally, I want to get to this story. It's a long story, and there's a long video in here that I want to play for you. But before I do that, I would actually like to get to our sponsor in the middle half, middle portion of the show, insuretyfinancialservices.com. That is Insurity Financial Services. some video played that I don't know. I think it was a Kenny Chesney live video, which is pretty cool. InsurityFinancialServices.com, ladies and gentlemen. We've talked about their ambulance coverage, and we've talked about it a lot. But I want to talk to you today about life insurance. Go to www.insuretyfinancialservices.com today to schedule your personal life insurance consultation. With life insurance, your health buys the policy. Your dollars pay the premium. So call or schedule at insuretyfinancialservices.com today. Get peace of mind. There's nothing more valuable than peace of mind, folks. That's why I'm running again. I might be starting to do two-a-days. It's so good for the body. It's even better for the mind. And so is, you know, putting your mind at rest by getting life insurance will increase your quality of life. Get peace of mind before you rest in peace with personalized life insurance for every stage, every need, and every situation. That is insuretyfinancialservices.com, insuretyfinancialservices.com. And if you're not sure how to spell it, it is right there on the screen. But sometimes, you know, we don't want to do it during the show. We maybe want to wait. That's totally cool. InsuretyFinancialServices.com. Here's a QR code in the top right-hand portion of your screen. You can scan it. It'll take you to the website. Check out their life insurance consultation and policies today. InsuretyFinancialServices.com. All right, I want to get to this Trevor Bauer thing. This is a baseball story, but we're not going to be breaking down lefties versus righties and who has a better wins above replacement. No. MLB, I watch it. I like it. I watch the NFL too. You know, most sports, a lot of people give me crap for it. Oh, it's bread and circuses. I like sports, okay? I like sports a lot. I watch them a lot. I don't idolize any athletes. I don't idolize celebrities. I don't idolize politicians. But I like sports, okay? It's a Texas Rangers hat. They happen to be the only team in MLB that doesn't celebrate Pride Night and haven't done so since 2003. And they also, by the way, are World Series champions anyway. See that right there? No, it's covered by the headphones. This is the World Series champion thing right there. Okay. Trevor Bauer was a pitcher in Major League Baseball, and he was suspended. And here's an article on ESPN. This is from December 22nd, 2022. On Thursday night, Major League Baseball announced that Trevor Bauer's 324-game suspension, there's 162 games in a season, that's a two-year suspension, had been reduced to 194 games by an independent arbitrator. You say, why was he suspended? Well, Trevor Bauer had been, he was suspended on the grounds of sexual misconduct, but the league, MLB, never released the full findings of its nine-month investigation. There was a woman in San Diego that accused him of taking rough sex too far in April and May of 2021 and requested a temporary restraining order against him later that summer, which triggered a prolonged investigation by MLB. And we also know that two other women, pay attention to this, both from Ohio, made similar allegations while speaking to The Washington Post. Whether there are any other alleged victims or other women with whom the league spoke is in public due to the confidentiality of provisions of the domestic violence policy. But they suspended him. First, they suspended him two full years. Then they dropped the suspension to 194 games. The problem is, this was the Me Too movement, and it was guilty until proven innocent. Guilty until proven innocent. Ladies and gentlemen, Trevor Bauer has a, and it's 5 minutes long, but I want you to listen. And then I'm going to show you why they did this to this guy. Now, I understand on the field, he had some anger issues. He may have, you know, I think he smashed a water cooler. He might have gotten into a fight with some of his teammates. Folks, it's sports. It's competitive. It happens. They didn't suspend him because he's angry. They suspended him because women came out and said that he did things that that has been proven right now in a court of law, or, by the way, in no court of law has been proven that he did. Trevor Bauer. He was one of the league's top pitchers, and he can't find a job in MLB. We hear all of this bitching and moaning about Colin Kaepernick. Still, the guy's almost 40 years old. He should have a job in the NFL. Colin Kaepernick, when he caused a stir over the national anthem and kneeling and the police brutality nonsense, was not playing good football. Folks, I'm a New York Jets fan. I know what bad quarterback looks like, quarterback play looks like. I see it every year, okay? Colin Kaepernick was not playing good football at all. Look at a guy like Michael Vick with the NFL. Nobody likes Michael Vick because of the dogfighting thing. But he did his time, he got out, and he proved that he still had ability. So he wound up playing for the Philadelphia Eagles. He played for the New York Jets. Okay? Because he had ability. Kaepernick had no ability and was a circus with the political statements on the field. Kind of like Tebow, who had no ability to play quarterback. And he was, you know, controversial, so to speak, because, oh, heaven forbid, he prayed on the football field. Right? Nobody wants their backup quarterback on a team to be garnering all that attention that's not relevant to football. It doesn't help your team. But they made this racial argument about Kaepernick and how he couldn't find a job in the NFL. Trevor Bauer, a white guy, can't find a job in MLB. Here is his explanation with receipts about where he's at right now currently. Take a look at this. It's 5 minutes long. I don't like long videos. But folks, this is very important about how left-wing pressure campaigns can destroy people's lives. Listen to Trevor Bauer here.
One of the women who accused me of sexual assault just got indicted for committing felony fraud against me. Imagine that.
Wait, hold on. One of the women who accused Trevor Bauer of sexual assault just got criminally indicted and charged with fraud. I'm going to play the whole story for you right here. Take a look.
One of the women who accused me of sexual assault just got indicted for committing felony fraud against me. Imagine that. Now, let me catch up to speed. In the last 3 years, two women have taken legal action against me. Lindsay Hill started all this. You may remember her from this video as the girl who set me up and lied to the world in an attempt to take my money. Well, today, the only other one, Darcy Adonai Asimonu, has been criminally indicted for committing felony fraud against me and another man. So now she's facing up to 16 years in prison. Her claims are even more absurd than Lindsay's were, so here's some of the details. We had one plain sexual encounter in December of 2020. Nothing that could be considered remotely rough. She initiated it, but don't take my word for it. Take hers. This is a picture and text message she sent me the next morning, explaining why she came on to me. And for months afterward, she repeatedly requested to sleep with me again. For example, this text from January 7th, 2021. At one point, she even requested a sample of my sperm so she could have my child whenever she wanted to in the future. Now, it's hard to keep track, but she's made at least 4 7-figure demands over the last few years. More than a year after the one time we slept together, and only after Lindsay Hill made up her false allegations, Adonna retained a lawyer. She then demanded $3.6 million and claimed I forced her to have an abortion, leaving her emotionally devastated and irretrievably damaged by it. But here's the thing, she never had an abortion because she was never even pregnant, and that's corroborated by her own medical records. When I refused to pay her the $3.6 million she was asking for, she made up a bogus sexual assault claim and filed a civil suit against me. In that version of her story, she claimed, for the first time by the way, that there was non-consensual sex, but her texts from the next morning show what actually happened. Remember this text in which she explains why she came on to me? She also claims that instead of an abortion, she actually had a miscarriage, but that's impossible, of course, because again, she was never even pregnant. We now have emails between her and the first two law firms that dropped her, in which they acknowledge they never had any evidence to support her claims, but they'll try to get my money anyway. I then shared an audio recording I have in which Adonna contradicts her own claims and asks me for money. In the emails, her lawyers agreed that that's insurmountable evidence, and they inform Adonna that they can no longer represent her unless she can provide documentation or proof of her claims. And of course, she couldn't do that, so the law firm urged her to consult other law firms with different standards. Now, Adonna has filed more than 10 police reports claiming sexual assault or harassment against other men, including at least one other professional athlete. But after the Scottsdale police completed their investigation into her claim against me, she's the one being indicted for felony fraud. And not just against me, against another man as well. She made up bogus sexual assault claims and attempted to extort him too. And it gets worse. In my lawsuit against her, we subpoenaed a witness whom she knew for relevant documents to use in our case. And when she found out, she immediately made sexual assault claims against him too. Her MO is clear. Lie to men to get their money, extort them if she must, and when they refuse to pay, stop paying or stop giving her what she wants, go to the police, accuse them of sexual assault, and file a civil suit against them to retaliate. And just so no one can say, well, he still has two other accusers, just because the first two are complete frauds doesn't mean the others are, here's a couple facts about them. They both had lawyers first demand in excess of $3 million to not go public. In both cases, only after I refused to pay any sum of money did their lawyers make anonymous claims in the media. They both had the opportunity to file a criminal complaint against me. Neither of them did. They both had the opportunity to file a civil suit against me. Neither of them did. They both had the opportunity to participate in Lindsay Hill's civil suit against me. They could have even done so anonymously. They both refused. One of them even submitted a statement to the court stating that she never made public accusations against me. The other refused to participate so vehemently that Lindsay Hill took legal action against her, trying to force her to participate. She still refused. So they both had the opportunity to testify under penalty of perjury. Neither of them did. One can only wonder why. Perhaps it's because all of their claims against me are lies. Now, it's been 2 years since these women and their lawyers attempted to weaponize anonymous claims in the media against me to take my money. I addressed them at the time, and as far as I'm concerned, it's in the past. But if there comes a time in the future where I need to defend myself further, I will not hesitate to do so. For now, there's no reason to speak further on this topic, though, because outside of Adonna, who's now been indicted with felony fraud, there are no claims against me, no ongoing investigations, and no outstanding lawsuits. At this point, I'm not sure what else I can possibly do to prove my innocence in all this. I did not do what I was accused of. And every institution that our society is entrusted to rule on issues like these, like courts, judges, law enforcement officers, prosecutors, they all agree with me. They've rejected every single claim made against me, even going as far as charging one of my accusers with a felony. If any evidence of any of these claims actually existed, I would have been charged, or at the very least arrested. But that never happened. What else do I have to do to prove that this entire situation has been a massive lie? This is insane. At what point do I get to go back to work and continue earning a living?
That's Trevor Bauer. And that was 5 minutes long, and it's a lot of information. But I am pissed off about what they are doing to that guy. So you bitch and moan about Kaepernick, who sucked. He couldn't play football. He was bad. Who's making a stink, who's more of a distraction than an asset for a team, and calling it racism. This guy, falsely accused of everything, MLB threw a 2-year suspension at him. It was lowered to 194 games, which is about, it's a year and 30 or so games. Okay? And what he was accused of, he didn't do. And one of his accusers now has been indicted and criminally charged for fraud. You want to know why they did this to Trevor Bauer? I saw a lot of people saying, well, it's a money thing. This is what women do, like E. Jean Carroll. Hey, you're getting close. You're getting close. E. Jean Carroll did it to Trump, obviously to serve a purpose, right? A political purpose. Ladies and gentlemen, I think I know why they're doing this to Trevor Bauer. Because this, ladies and gentlemen, is Trevor Bauer. He's a Trump supporter. He's good at what he does, and he supports Donald Trump. Right there. And that's not the only time on his page that Trevor Bauer has supported Donald Trump. He's been very vocal about his support for conservative values, but he's a Trump supporter, and he's a white guy. And you're not going to hear about racism or unfair treatment. Ladies and gentlemen, I think what's happening to Trevor Bauer is a civil rights violation. He should be going after those accusers now for defamation. He should be suing them for damages. He should take a lawsuit against MLB because everything that's been happening to him has been proven not to be true, and he was suspended for it anyway. And if I could ask a favor from everybody, I sent the message through the website, trevorbauer.com. You guys can go on to Twitter and tag at Bauer Outage. Let him know we want him on this show. I want to know if he thinks this is part of the reason. Why him? He can't get a job in MLB. And their standards, guilty until proven innocent. He has literally proved his innocence, and he still can't find a job in MLB. And it's not like he's a washed-up pitcher. He was at the top of his game when this whole thing happened. It's a shame what they're doing to Trevor Bauer. But I think that, right there on your screen, is one of the biggest reasons why they're doing that to Trevor Bauer. If you disagree, fine. But we've seen this before. You're vocal. You're a conservative. You're a prominent individual, whether it's your sport. You're a broadcaster, an actor. You get canceled. And they love doing this stuff with women, don't they? Kavanaugh, right? They love it. Trump. They love doing this stuff with women. That's why, right there, this is happening to Trevor Bauer. I want him on Ungoverned so bad. I think that would be epic. He seems like a cool dude. I watch his baseball reels on Facebook. Pretty cool guy. Folks, keep the thumbs up coming in. Make sure you're sharing the show. If you are enjoying what you see, do me a favor and hit the subscribe button or the follow button. Make sure you're following rumble.com/LFATV. It's a tremendous place and a fantastic channel. And we welcome all of you to stick around for more. If you like this show in particular and you want to be constantly in the loop, you can go to farishmedia.com, sign up for the email list. It's farishmedia.com. It's scrolling by on your ticker. You can also subscribe to our audio podcast. It's this show, the audio uploaded every day, by opening up any of your podcasting apps and just searching for Ungoverned and hitting subscribe. All of those things are totally free. So we'd really appreciate it if you can do that. All right, let's keep this show rolling on. Ladies and gentlemen, here is NPR's CEO. We talk about the left, mainstream media, disinformation campaigns ruining lives. Well, of course, the truth. Trevor Bauer has gotten the truth out. The COVID vaccine truths are out. January 6th truths are out. A lot of things have come out. Why aren't the left and why aren't liberals and why isn't the mainstream media paying any attention to it? Well, I'm going to let NPR's CEO answer that question. Take a look.
The hard things, the places where we are prone to disagreement, say politics and religion. Well, as it turns out, not only does Wikipedia's model work there, it actually works really well. Because in our normal lives, these contentious conversations tend to erupt over disagreement about what the truth actually is. But the people who write these articles, they're not focused on the truth. They're focused on something else, which is the best of what we can know right now. And after 7 years of working with these brilliant folks, I've come to believe that they are onto something, that perhaps for our most tricky disagreements, seeking the truth and seeking to convince others of the truth might not be the right place to start. In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done. Now, that is not to say that the truth doesn't exist, nor is it to say that the truth isn't important. Clearly, the search for the truth has led us to do great things, to learn great things. But I think if I were to really ask you to think about this, one of the things that we could all acknowledge is that part of the reason we have such glorious chronicles to the human experience and all forms of culture is because we acknowledge there are many different truths. And so in the spirit of that, I'm certain that the truth exists for you and probably for the person sitting next to you. But this may not be the same truth. This is because the truth of the matter is very often, for many people, what happens when we merge facts about the world with our beliefs about the world. So we all have different truths. They're based on things like where we come from, how we were raised, and how other people perceive us.
There are no such thing as many truths. There are no such things, no such thing as different truths. There is the truth, and the rest of it is bullcrap. Okay? Up is up. Well, you know, I interpret up as down. You're wrong. Down is down. Well, you know, sometimes if you go down, it's up. If I'm upside down and you drop something down, it looks like it's going up. That's because you are upside down. Men do not get pregnant. Border, without a border, you don't have a country, etc., etc. The truth, she said, and I quote what she says in her little TED talk there that we saw, right? The truth. Oh, there's all sorts of different truths, right? There's different truths here and different truths there. She says, in fact, our reference for the truth might be a distraction that is getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done. What do you think she means by that? What do you think she means by that? The truth is getting in the way. It's a distraction and it's getting in the way. Yeah, we know what it's getting in the way of. It's getting in the way of the liberal narrative that is pushed relentlessly by taxpayer-funded NPR that she happens to be the CEO of. The truth is getting in the way of what you want to do. The truth is getting in the way of the absolute sham that men can get pregnant, because the truth is they can't. The truth is getting in the way of the fact that climate change is a complete and total hoax. Oh, my gosh, the climate's changing. Everything's going to, the water is coming. Look at Dubai. Look at all this. No, no, that's not climate change. That's, first of all, I don't like talking about this. That's a, come on. When you get your entire year's worth of rain in 24 hours, and you know they've admitted to cloud seeding over there, I think we could say maybe the weather manipulation went a little too far in Dubai. No, it's climate change. No, well, it's not climate change, because climate change isn't real. Climate change is about as real as Palestine, also not real. It's about as real as Hogwarts, which actually is more real than climate change in Palestine, because at least it is a place in books and movies. Harry Potter. Right? Free from the river to the sea. Harry Potter must be free. Right? Free, free Hogwarts. That's what I'm going to start doing, that, the pro-Palestine. I'm going to protest for a place that doesn't exist too. The truth is a distraction? No. You are the distraction. What comes out of your network is a distraction. It's strobe lights over and over and over to make us have to look away from the truth. That's what it is. The truth is a distraction. And that leads me to this story. Donald Trump yesterday, after his, they were doing jury selection over there. He was in the courtroom with fat Twinkie Alvin Bragg. Trump's perfect jab in the eye to Alvin Bragg during a bodega visit. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump did not just visit any bodega yesterday in Harlem. If the name Jose Alba doesn't ring a bell, let me quickly go through this for you. Jose Alba worked at a bodega in Harlem. Jill Biden. Doppler Jill. She wears the dress, looks like a severe thunderstorm warning. She's a terrible person. Doppler Jill. They call her Dr. Jill. I call her Doppler because she looks like she was wearing the Doppler radar. You know that. And she called Spanish people breakfast tacos, too. That's great. Nice thing to do. Yeah. Ay, ay, ay. I am not a breakfast taco, man. Ay, ay, ay. Prefer to be called a burrito. Ay, 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 ay.
Antelope.
Oh, my God. Antelope. Right? Yeah, they called them antelope, too. Okay. We have to have some fun here eventually. Anyway, Jose Alba worked at the bodega that Donald Trump visited yesterday in Harlem. Why would he go to that particular bodega? Because of Jose Alba? Jose Alba was working in this bodega and was attacked by a customer. He had to fend off this customer to save his own life and wound up killing the guy. Okay? In self-defense. District Attorney Alvin Bragg charged Jose Alba with murder, sent him to Rikers Island with an open stab wound, and only let him out and drop the charges because closed circuit security footage said, it was self-defense. Okay, let's go. That's not the end of the story. Jose Alba then picked up his whole life and fled New York City and went back to the third world country of the Dominican Republic because that was a safer place for him to be than New York City. Thanks to Alvin Bragg and their soft on crime policies. So Donald Trump visited that bodega, which was at the center of the Jose Alba controversy. But something else happened with this bodega story. This is a big one on the National Pulse. Thousands of New York City bodegas just issued a stunning statement backing Donald Trump. That's a big deal. A lot of bodegas in New York City. The Bodega and Small Business Group, BSBG, which represents thousands of bodegas in New York City, has issued a statement backing President Donald J. Trump, slamming local District Attorney Alvin Bragg and hitting out at local politicians who have ignored the widespread criminality occurring in the city. That's how you turn heads, folks. These small shops are getting just destroyed by crime, shoplifting, violence, assaults, robberies, etc. And Alvin Bragg, instead of making New York City a safer place to run your business, bodegas are a big part of New York City. A lot of people run those businesses in New York City. They need them to feed their families. Instead of Alvin Bragg protecting those business owners, protecting those businesses, and making New York City and Manhattan specifically, that's where he's the district attorney, a safe place to operate a business, he's doing what? He's going after Donald Trump. Now he's made enemies with thousands of bodegas and small businesses across New York City, specifically Manhattan. The indictments are backfiring. Yes, he may be convicted in New York because it's crazy, but I have something for you that says maybe he won't be convicted because the case is so needlessly complex, I don't think anybody can understand it. Before we get to that last piece, folks, hit the thumbs up button one more time today as we talk about a great friend to the show and sponsor of the show, OFP Farms, Oscar Foxtrot Papa Farms.com. Ladies and gentlemen, OFP Farms is a family-owned and operated goat farm producing quality goat milk products for everyday use. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, all natural pain relief, and beard products. Goat milk is packed naturally with essential vitamins that help to heal skin and promote regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. Every product is made with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain quality. They are a patriotic, America First, God-fearing company that creates, produces, and ships directly from their farm. And right now they are celebrating moms with an exclusive Mother's Day garden gift box. This is what the box looks like, folks. It's the best gift you can get for mom this year. OFPFarms.com. Check out the garden gift box. Take a look at what's on your screen right here for you. The luxurious collection is a tribute to express love and appreciation, crafted to bring joy and comfort to the amazing women in your life. Be sure to visit the website at OFPFarms.com and browse their selection of products, perfect for Mother's Day and every day. And use your promo code LFA, Lima Foxtrot Alpha, for 20% off. It's usually 15%, but right now during this Mother's Day promotion, 20% off at checkout, OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA, get that garden gift box, 20% off at checkout, OFPFarms.com, promo code Lima Foxtrot Alpha. Folks, if you're new to the chat, if you're new to the show and you love it, let us know in the chat. Please hit the thumbs up button as we continue on. Leave us a like. Hit the follow button, rumble.com/LFATV. Give this channel a follow. It is completely free. Make sure you're subscribed to us on audio by searching for Ungoverned as well. That's also completely free. Here's why Donald Trump may not be convicted, folks, in New York. The case is very complex. And according to an AP NORC poll, most Americans don't believe Donald Trump acted illegally. In the case, 35% said that Trump acted illegally, 31% said he acted unethically, but not illegally, 14% said he did nothing wrong, and 19% said they don't know enough to say. 35% of Americans say he acted illegally, but it looks like 45% say that he did nothing wrong or just acted unethically, but not illegally. Democrats were the most likely to say that Trump acted illegally, with 62% responding as such. 6% of Republicans and 32% of independents responded as such. Again, going to prove the point that the Democrats are the outlier in this country on every single measure. We have the numbers. We have the facts. We have the truth. We just need the work ethic and we need the dedication. And I understand we got jobs and we can't always be there to comment on shows and we got things that get in the way, no problem. But if we work half as hard as the left with the amount of people that we have on our side who feel the way we do, we will win convincingly. This country is not a socialist country. I don't care what we're exposed to on a day-to-day basis. We are not a socialist country. We are not. We're a common sense country. There are a lot of people who still believe in common sense. The majority of us do. We just have to act like it now and be loud about it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching and listening. As always, Will Johnson coming up next with Culture Wars at 6 p.m. Eastern. Based America with Drew Hernandez at 7 p.m. Eastern, and Stone Zone with Roger Stone at 8 p.m. Eastern. Please hit that thumbs up button before you leave for the day. I know there's been some issues over there with it updating. Just make sure you hit it. Comment on the video below. We would greatly appreciate that. And make sure that, as President Trump says, we will never give up, we will never give in, and we will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we will just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Head over to the website, farishmedia.com, F-A-R-A-S-H-media.com. Check out the custom Trump messages that we have there for order. You can order it, and I'll make it for you, and it'll be great. A good gift for you or somebody you know, somebody you love, maybe somebody you don't love, a little bit of a gag gift. Who knows? That's farishmedia.com. Subscribe to us anywhere you get your podcasts. We will be back tomorrow with an interview with a January 6th political prisoner. Tomorrow, pre-recorded because we'll be on Newsmax. Thank you so much for watching and listening today. Hit those 95s in the chat in honor of John Fetterman, who stumbled on the question about I-95 last year. And we'll be back tomorrow.